Ephesians 4, starting in verse 11, the Apostle Paul is writing about Jesus Christ, and he says this, that he himself gave some to be apostles, some prophets, some evangelists, and some pastors and teachers, for the equipping of the saints, for the work of the ministry, and for the edifying of the body of Christ, till we all come to the unity of the faith and of the knowledge of the Son of God, to a perfect man, to the measure of the stature of the fullness of Christ. Now there in Ephesians 4:12, we see for us the work or the purpose of the church. The work and the purpose is really defined in three ways. Evangelism, there in Ephesians 4, it's described as edifying or building up the body of Christ. Edification, or equipping the saints. And then also benevolence, or the work of the ministry. Now at other times during this month, you're going to be studying the ideas of evangelism and benevolence. Today we want to focus on this concept of edification. Edification is the working or the building up of the work of the church. Paul talks about edification in 1 Corinthians 14. He's really talking about the use of miracles, and he talks about the different miraculous gifts that were given to the first century church. And unfortunately, the members of the church in Corinth were abusing it. But he makes a great statement in 1 Corinthians 14:26. Let all things be done for edification. If we were to use the Apostle Paul's words in Ephesians 4, we might say, let all things be done for the equipping of the saints. Now there in 1 Corinthians 14, Paul explains things that can be done for the work or for edification. He says there can be teaching, there can be a psalm, there can be revelation, or reading the scriptures would be the modern day application of that. And we can include things such as preaching and singing and even praying, that when we come together, we need to encourage, edify, teach one another. That, friends, is one of the works, one of the purposes, if you will, of the New Testament church. Now, I know there's so many different things going on today in the name of religion. A lot of people, a lot of different religious organizations are wanting to play sports and wanting to be involved in even politics and other such things. And while some of those things aren't necessarily bad, that's not the work, that's not the purpose of the church. And anything that the church does has to fall into the work of the church, either evangelism, edification, or benevolence. When we come together, so many times people want to say things like, well, you know, I just don't get anything out of church. I just don't want to go. I can study at home on my own. That person has missed the point. That person has misunderstood the purpose or the work of the church, to edify one another, to equip one another spiritually for God's work in this life. I hope you're involved in edification. And if you're not, I hope you will choose to be this very day, as we all strive to do the will of our Father.